Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane will soon be hosting defence company 3L Harris Technologies' new Centre of Excellence as a part of the Defence Forces Project Land 154. The centre will specialise in electronic warfare and will provide services to Australia and across the Indo-Pacific region, particularly Indonesia. The company are expected to produce T4 and T7 bomb detection and neutralisation robots for the ADF. Billionaire Clive Palmer has sparked outrage again after locking shut a security gate that is crucial for eastern grey kangaroos to safely cross through. Locals who live and work near Palmer's Coolum Resort in Yarrumba say that with the gate's closure, roos will be taking an alternative route that cuts over the David Lowe Freeway. The gate allows for pedestrians and animals to pass under the freeway safely. Last year, 5,000 roos were struck by cars across Queensland. In national news, this morning, New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service employees, families and the New South Wales Minister of Environment have gathered in the Blue Mountains to remember staff who've lost their lives serving the community. World Ranger Day is marked worldwide to honour all those who made their lives work dedicated to the protection of the environment for future generations. 11 names were read on the honour roll in front of family and friends.
Travis Bizana, a baseball player from Hornsby, Australia, was recently selected by the Cleveland Guardians with the first pick in the MLB draft. Bizana states that baseball is seen as a mid to lower tier sport in Australia and has high hopes to potentially inspire and grow the game in the country. In international news, North Korea says the recent heavy rains in the northwestern parts of the country flooded thousands of houses and a vast extent of farmland, which left many residents homeless and living in makeshift tents. North Korea is prone to flooding from heavy summer rains because of poor drainage, deforestation, and rundown infrastructure. The official Korean Central News Agency didn't say whether anyone died or was injured in those flood-ravaged areas. For your weather today, Brisbane is fairly brisk and sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.